This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
Jesse M. says, I'm not sure why the Heat fan is asking Butler to do what Wade couldn't do in his last 2 years. Wade was 37, retired, and Jimmy will be 37 at the end of his contract. Yeah, it's just, it's different. They're wired differently. Wade just doesn't. Wade wasn't a guy that mails shit in, you know. It's just different, bro. And he's not Wade. He was never Wade anyways. Wade's a number one. Jimmy's a number one here because there's nothing else. Let's be honest now. In a real pecking order, Jimmy Butler at his best is number two, not a number one. But so, you know, we have a problem defining players in this town at times. That's why this whole Bam and Tyler bullshit went on for so long. And, you know, I'm trying to talk people off the ledge like, yo, dude, those aren't stars. They're not franchise guys. They're not ones or twos. Tyler's not even a three. Bam is a three. Bam can be the complement to two stars. You know, he can be that. He's perfect for that. But it's a problem we have. And Butler is not a number one franchise player. No, he's a number two at best. At best. Maybe more of a three, if anything. I'll tell you what, he's a three if you have Shaq and Wade. He's a three. He's a four if you have Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. He's a three if you have Timmy and Zoe. In real championship caliber team. Remember we were talking about yesterday how the Heat used to acquire stars or draft stars, and now they can't acquire any stars or draft any stars, right? Well, you think about it. Even your number one star is really not a number one star. In prior Heat teams, he's a number three. He's not even worthy to be a two. In prior Heat teams, like real championship caliber teams we've had in the past, he's a three. We have a... Like I said, we've dumbed down like we did in football. We've dumbed down our expectations for what players are. We've done that a lot here and with as Heat fans, I got to say.